southern Illinois. Born on March 28, 1942, Jerry was the youngest of 10 children. He learned how hard life could be at a young age. His father died when he was just 4 years old. His family lived in poverty. He worked on oil rigs, walking miles on dusty dirt roads to school and back. It was in McLeansboro where Jerry found basketball, a sport that saved him. He started McLeansboro High School and then at Evansville, where he led the Purple Aces to back-to-back Division II national championships. He was drafted fourth overall in the 1965 NBA draft by the Baltimore Bullets. 1 year later, he was traded to the expansion Chicago Bulls. The original Bull was known for his toughness on defense.
Wouldn't you just love one more time to see old number four on that stadium floor growl at referee Jack Madden?
He led the Bulls to the playoffs in their first season. He averaged 15 points and 7 rebounds in 11 NBA seasons. He was a 2-time All-Star, 6-time All-Defense. His number four was the first jersey retired by the franchise. He won a lot of games as a player with the Bulls, but he couldn't duplicate that success as their head coach.
Well, you got to win. I mean, I wasn't winning enough games.
He was fired in the middle of his third season.
Front office, they decided that they were going a different direction. It's not my position to judge them at this point.
His failure in Chicago would lead to a new opportunity in Utah. He got a call from Frank Layden. Jerry was an assistant coach under Frank Layden from 1984 to 1988. On December 12, 1988, Frank Layden abruptly resigned, and Jerry Sloan became the head coach of the Utah Jazz.
I'm in the position now that he had, and I'm looking forward to it, and I'm excited about it.
It was the beginning of a Hall of Fame run. The qualities that defined him as a player were the same as a coach. He was a fiery competitor.
Oh, he shoves the referee. And so throws him a kiss right back.
He don't accept you being tired. He don't accept things like that, but he realized you do get tired. But when that horn blows, you should be ready to play if you got any kind of heart.
There were ups and downs, early playoff exits.
And he said, no, do you want to coach this team? Which means, do you want to fight?
But the team led by future Hall of Famers John Stockton and Karl Malone took on the personality of their coach.
Traitor to the mailman, in your face, Brad Rojas.
And the Jazz won a lot.
Three-pointer, it's good, he did it. The Jazz win the game. Incredible, you gotta love it, baby. The Jazz have done it again. Jerry Sloan as happy as he can be.
After years of playoff disappointment, John Stockton sent the Utah Jazz to the NBA Finals in 1997. Stockton, open. Jerry's reaction will never be forgotten. The Jazz came close, but Michael Jordan stood in the way of that elusive NBA title. As the Stockton to Malone era came to a close, Jerry would keep coaching and keep fighting. He was dealing with losing on the court and adversity off the court. Bobby and Jerry were high school sweethearts. They had 3 children. His wife of 41 years battled breast cancer for 6 years.
But I'm going to do whatever I have to do to stay here with this wonderful man as long as I can.
No, I appreciate the support everybody's given us, but it's so damn difficult for us.
Then after battling pancreatic cancer, she died in 2004. It was a dark time for Jerry, but he found happiness again. He met Tammy Jessup. They were married in 2006. As he found happiness again off the court, the Jazz became a winner again on the court. A team that featured Carlos Boozer, Darren Williams, Mehmet Okur, Andre Kirilenko, and Paul Millsap.
Welcome to today's episode of the Apoachley Podcast. Today is Wednesday, May 27th, 2020. Post-pandemic destruction is amongst us. Who knows what's going to happen? I mean, a lot of states are opening back up. You know, I've kind of absolved my, like, pushed away from what is going on. Like, I pushed all the news and everything aside, you know, whereas when this all happened, I was more involved, and you know, a lot of that takes away, takes a mental energy toll on you. So I don't know. I'm trying to focus on creating with the little time that I have. You know, I know I haven't really created much. You know, and it really was because, you know, when this whole thing happened, I really had no choice but to put my best foot forward and give it my all. And that really meant, you know, giving all my available time I guess you could say, to prevent this issue from happening anymore. I can see the cops are out with their bikes, writing tickets. I guess it is the end of the month. They gotta hit their quotas. Alright, well, off we go. I'm on a lunch break. I've been at it since very early today. I did spend a lot of time editing, but you know, as if any of you guys edit video, you know, it's not always a quick thing, you know, and sometimes the editing just takes a lot of time. So it's going good. It's going better than so it's not as good as I wanted it to, but it's going better than I expected it to, so that's good. The point is that to be getting content out, you know, and like I was saying yesterday, I really want to go back to the core of what I started this channel for, and that was really to, well, if you want to narrow it down to a goal, right, the goal was to maybe help have a media platform that can kind of equalize what a typical brown person can talk their issues on. And I don't know if I probably didn't say that right. So there isn't, I don't know of one, of a platform. Regular average Jose, like, you know how they say average Joe, the average Jose could go in and discuss their issues, you know, at a American socio-political level. And when I say brown, I know there's a lot of brown people. I'm kind of more emphasizing, I mean, I do mean all brown people and people of color, but mainly emphasizing Latinos and, you know, Native Americans and people of my demographic. But that does not mean I don't want to open my doors to other cultures and whatnot. I'm definitely diverse, and I think, you know, it's definitely not about causing uniformity, you know, with bias towards a particular demographic, but I want it to be a little bit, you know, I don't want to say biased, but I want it to be, you know, at its core, you know, how could I say it, at its core, it's going to be, they're going to be benefactors of of the platform, right? So the primary benefactors. So I hope that makes sense, and I hope I explained it correctly. But yeah, with that said, you know, I really haven't been doing anything at all, and I don't have the time, resources, or energy just to do everything that I want to do, if I'm being quite frank. So, you know, small steps, and I want to do what I thought would be fun, which would be valuetainment, educational, entertainment type content, and that's has the main theme surrounding Aztecs. So that is the goal, you know. So I'm going to put out a video about Jaguar Warriors. I gave it a lot of thought and thought maybe that was the easiest thing, a topic to go into. And I'm not putting, you know, too much effort into these. I am doing, putting effort into it for sure, but you know, not not an studio quality level effort. You know, I'm putting in enough where I'm happy with the product and I'm happy enough to release it to the public, you know. And you know, I kind of was going in a different direction with my channel, and I know that's not really good for the algorithm, because the YouTube algorithm, if you want to be successful, you really have to just throw the same thing into it over and over again, which in my case I'm hoping would be the entertainment case, because that's really what would make it fun for me. But I'm hoping I don't have to stick to a certain, because you know, this video I'm working on, for example, it could fall under educational, you know, but I don't want to post everything under educational, and not, and I don't want it to be, I don't want to be labeled as, you know, an educational, you know. I did create a different channel, a sub channel, that I intend to put more educational focused content on there, but definitely not, but definitely not my main channel, which I think a lot of you guys are that listen to this might also watch and be familiar with the YouTube channel that's associated with this podcast. So yeah, I don't know. Just wanted to get that off my chest, but go ahead. So now that that's over, well, I did want to talk about, you know, Jerry Sloan passing away. He was definitely one of my idols and people I looked up to a lot growing up. So it's just kind of sad to see, to hear that. Definitely one of my all-time favorite coaches in the NBA. I know I'm a big NBA fanatic, not as much as I was in my past life, but I still have a lot of knowledge and a lot of gratitude for the NBA and a lot of appreciation for it. So yeah, with that said, I don't know what else to say. You know, my condolences to him and his family. He's definitely one of the best coaches, you know, and definitely broke mine and a lot of my friends' hearts when he left the Utah Jazz because of the Darren Williams incident. There's been a lot of videos on that. You know, I also, speaking on my previous subject, I had given it a lot of consideration to do content like sports content, because, or more specifically NBA content, because like I was saying, you know, I have a appreciation for the game, I have a lot of knowledge, I feel like I can make a lot of content on, but I don't know how that would affect the algorithm. You know, I just want to do videos that I like and just post them, and hopefully they help the universe, but I just don't know how that's going to affect my channel in the long run, so it might be in my best interest to do a sub-channel for basketball as well, but we'll just go with the flow and see what happens. At this point, I'm not even big enough to make any money off YouTube, so I guess at this point, I just can't really, you know, get my mind off of the focus and just keep grinding and posting more videos, which I haven't really done, and which has stagnated my growth at 675 subscribers. So if you are listening to this and you aren't subscribed to my channel, I would really appreciate that, as I'm really hoping to get to the 1,000 mark. So I'm, you know, 225-ish away, 325-ish. So, definitely happy where I've come thus far with the content I've produced. Even though, you know, I've put a lot of effort into it, but not as much as I would have liked to, and, you know, not as much as, you know, I wouldn't have expected anything to blow me up, but I'm hoping at some point I'm gonna post something that's gonna at least get me up to the 1,000 mark, you know, and then from there I'll just be a lot more motivated to continue pursuing, because, you know, 12 months from now, I wouldn't even have imagined I would have gotten to 600 and whatnot subscribers. And at some point, I actually even quit until I realized that I had gotten, you know, I think at that time it was like 400 subscribers, because I stopped paying attention to it. You know, I posted some stuff, I did some work, and I didn't really get anything else out of it, you know, so I didn't even know if it was worth it, you know, and then I just ignored it for a while, and then when I came back to it, I saw a bunch of subscribers, and, you know, just really motivated to get my, put my best foot forward, and really try to pursue this as a hobby, and possibly a future career, or future endeavor of mine. But right now, I'm actually gonna go ahead and order from Taco Bell. I've been craving them for a while. My diet really hasn't been there, and I'm gonna be going on a diet here shortly, so trying to get all these cravings in. So I was thinking of actually pausing this, but I thought it's always been fun to order while on the podcast, so I'll go ahead and do that now. Hey, good afternoon. Can I get the Chalupa Cravings box in a large? And yeah, can I get extra steak?
Did you want to make the Chalupa steak?
Yeah. Can I get Baja Blast?
Yeah.
And then can I get a beefy Fritos burrito?
Yeah.
And that will be it. Oh, can I actually make it into the Baja Blast into a freeze?
Sure. Do you want the regular or the large freeze?
The large? That's perfect. Just hot. Yes, ma'am. Awesome, thank you. Alright, back at it. Sorry, I had to pause it. I just didn't feel the need to do the rest of it while under mic. Simply because I just knew it was going to be a hassle with the COVID. You know, they have to... They can't hand you anything. They even gave me the receipt in a small cup, you know. So it's like we're wasting all these resources on need. You know, I don't know if it's really necessary to do all that crazy stuff. But you know, I haven't really been affected personally by anyone like in my life, you know. No one really has contracted the virus that I've known about, you know. My grandfather died recently, you know, but actually, you know, my aunt in Mexico recently got diagnosed with the coronavirus. I don't know if she actually took a test or anything. It's just like what I heard from my family, you know. So I know she went to a clinic, you know, and I don't know if they tested her, but then she was basically just told to stay at home for a while. You know, and my grandfather passed away recently, and I was wondering if, you know, there's any correlation to COVID, you know, but my dad doesn't think that's the case, and who knows, I don't know, but doesn't matter at this point, you know. So I don't know if COVID has impacted anyone locally in my life. As far as I know, it hasn't. But like I said, I haven't really been paying attention to Facebook or any other media the last couple months. But yeah, I got this Baja Blast chiller. I think they call it. I forgot what they called it exactly. But it's basically just a Slurpee with Baja Blast. So far, it's too cold and very watery. So I'll let it melt a little bit, and hopefully it gains some more flavor. So yeah, shout out to Taco Bell if you would like to sponsor me. I'm a big Pepsi company fan, just a fan of the company as a corporation. If anyone knows anyone from the Pepsi company, you know, let's help me out. Let's help the Latino community. Let's work together. I really haven't had any sponsors, but I'm looking forward to working with them. So let me know if we can work something out. I would love to start making business now that Joe Rogan has exponentially added value to creators such as myself, who have taken steps to producing their own content. You know, and even though I'm still at a small scale, if I was valued at $12, you know, I'm valued at $20 now, you know, or something. You know, it went up. No matter what I was valued at before as a content creator, I'm worth a little bit more now. So yeah, definitely, if you like my content, if you have any suggestions, you know, if you appreciate the company I'm trying to build, you know, show me some love, hit the like buttons, you know, subscribe. That's the very minimal you can do, you know, and that would be, you know, at this point when, you know, I'm just trying to get some sort of affirmation that I'm going in the right direction, that would be mean more to me than anything else, really. You know, my goal is to hit 1,000. You know, my goal was to hit 1,000 by the end of last year. I forgot what my goal was. You know, I kind of just hit a break once COVID hit. So, you know, really don't have a goal right now, but or a set goal, you know, or a date that I want to accomplish this by. But that is my goal, is to get 1,000 subscribers at least, and hoping to do a lot more live shows, you know, investing a lot more of my personal money into making this happen. And like I said, for now, I'm just going to focus on the core of what I wanted to do when I started this channel, and do more content revolving, you know, edutainment topics, you know. So yeah, that's all I really got to say at this point. Rest in peace, Jerry Sloan. Definitely have you in my mind. What a crazy year it's been, you know. I felt bad because, you know, he's been on my mind for a couple days now, and I really haven't been able to... I wasn't really in the mind state to create any podcast, any content or anything, really. So I haven't really been been available here to talk about some of these things that's come up during the last couple of weeks. So that's why I wanted to do this podcast. And yeah, if you I don't know. Sorry, I just got so distracted. There's a cop following me for some reason, but he has since stopped, so I don't know what that was all about. But yeah, let's let me go ahead and wrap this up. Thanks you guys for listening. I appreciate all the support. Thanks, and please continue to do what's best for the world.